Jeffer and Dylan.
Only on Kiss.
I had a sleepover last night.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
It's almost like you're bragging about it.
I am. Big Pepper's back, everybody!
Oh,
he's back! God. I gotta get that lotion she has.
Is it?
You know when you stay at somebody else's house and they have all sorts of different soaps and lotions than you do?
Did you shower there this morning?
I smell like a completely different person. Yeah, I showered. I can't, just roll to work?
What's wrong with that?
Without showering?
I think a lot of people do that. We live in Edmonton, where most people shower after work than before work.
This has got to be some expensive lotion.
Why do you use up her
Robbie,
lotion?
Robbie, come here. Take a whiff of my arm.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Oh, should I not be using her lotion?
No, you should ask to use someone's lotion in case it's really expensive.
How's
lotion.
That smell, Robbie?
Yeah,
right?
Does it smell
That's
girly?
Pretty good. Wait a sec. 917-917. If you have a boy or a girl sleep over at your house, or are they, do they have to ask to use their lotion?
Yeah, I think you should ask to use lotion, especially when it's new. Is this pretty new?
The lotion?
No.
It was a pretty heavy bottle. No. I think it might have been a new bottle.
A new situation with a new girl?
Relatively, yeah. I guess.
I think you should get lotion clearance before you start.
You need lotion clearance when you're having a sleepover with somebody?
Here's the thing. Yes, here's the thing. You can use whatever
soap. She had a lot of different lotions.
Okay, but you can use the soap that's available. Whatever's right to the immediate right of the sink, that's yours to
use. It's left out for you.
Yeah. So if there's soap and lotion there, those are both yours.
She didn't have any lotion on the counter. I went into her cupboard to get lotion.
You thief.
You can't go into their cupboard to get lotion, but I need lotion. No. I'm going to be itchy all day because I shower twice a day.
No, see.
You said she has a lot of lotions. You should have taken the cheap one on the counter.
Well, yeah. I don't know the cheap one. They were all like
Jergens.
They were boutique. She didn't have any
Jergens. That's why you have the lotion talk.
She had the boutique lotions. I didn't know, so I took the one that smelled nicer.
Those things are expensive.
Oh, I know they are. But I felt like I spent the night. I can use whatever lotion
I want. No St. Ives? She didn't have a St. Ives?
She had no name brand that I have ever recognized.
No. I would be like, if you came over to my house and used my expensive lotion, which I don't even use because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch that stuff. But if you did and I did, there would be a fight.
Really?
Yes. You can't touch my expensive. I don't even touch my expensive lotion. That's the whole thing. So you're going to touch her expensive lotion just going through her drawers?
Yeah.
Going into her cupboards?
This might be over, man.
Get out of here. Just because I used her lotion?
Might be.
Here, 917-917 right now.
Lotion talk should happen.
Do you need to have the lotion talk at a sleepover? You know, I feel there's a double standard to that.
Why?
Because I feel, like you were saying, if it's the cheap brand of lotion, like, let's be honest, most guys have cheap lotions.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? Girls just take generally better care of their skin than guys do.
Yes.
If a girl stays at a guy's house, she's got no problem pumping away at some Lubriderm.
She's not going to touch your Lubriderm.
Well, if it's all you have, they got to do something.
You're going to respect her skin.
But if a guy stays at a girl's house and she's got something like L'Occitane or something like that, I can't use that?
No, you shouldn't. Someone's saying, Pepper, stop going through people's cupboards.
Yeah.
I needed lotion!
Did you take her birth control?
I was trying itchy!
Did you do that? Take her birth control?
I didn't take her birth control.
Just start popping her pills that are sitting out? It's like, ooh, this looks like a pill. I should take this.
No, but I saw some stuff. I had to. I was looking for the lotion.
What kind of stuff did you see?
Snoop. A lot of different things.
I want to know what you saw.
Her and I are very similar. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. What are we seeing, Robbie? Am I supposed to ask about using the lotion?
Yes.
Son of a... You need
to ask.
Yeah, that and gourmet shampoo.
It's the only one she had.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you're okay.
Okay.
If it was the only one in there, but you start touching gourmet shampoo and lotions?
She had a cabinet full of lotions.
Would you use her toothbrush, too?
No. I brought my own toothbrush.
Thank God.
Bring your own lotion.
In anticipation that there was going to be a sleepover.
You should bring your lotion next time.
I don't have travel lotion.
Put some in your car.
I have a travel lotion.
You keep travel lotion in your car?
In my gym bag.
Just in case some dryness breaks out?
Yep.
Okay.
How dry are you guys?
It's Alberta.
I'm really worried about you.
It's Edmonton, man.
Just go a day without lotion.
I should have asked lotion permission, Robbie?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't touch my expensive lotion. I have nice lotions for company, but certain lotions are a big no.
But I was the company.
No, but there are company lotions. You got to find out which ones
are. She didn't indicate the lotion that I could use. And she did say help yourself to anything.
Well, there.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Okay, Heather wants to let me have it. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Listen to this. Do you agree with this text message, Heather? It says, I would be super mad if you went into my cupboards and helped yourself to anything. It's rude.
Yeah.
You need lotion, ask, and she'll get you some. I'd be ending things for sure.
Yeah.
Is that not a little extreme?
No.
Now, let me paint the picture again. It's a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shower this morning.
Yeah.
I need to put lotion on.
Sure.
There's no lotion on the counter. There's no anything on the counter. She's a bit of a minimalist.
Yet maybe you don't do lotion today then. And
then
have to
lotion.
Talk later.
Got to take care. It's the biggest organ on your body, Dylan. You got to take care of it.
Oh, my God.
All right? Would you not rub lotion on your liver?
I don't rub lotion on anything.
So there's no lotion to be found anywhere. I have to go into the cupboards. Right, Heather?
Well, I guess the fact that you are at a point where you're sleeping over could offer one cupboard, maybe, thinking with the excuse that, oh, I was looking for toilet paper, maybe.
Under the sink. That's it.
No one keeps their lotion under the sink.
That's the only place you can look.
Yeah, but that's the only place you're allowed to look as a stranger is what Robbie's
saying. Under the sink. The toilet paper, a plunger, maybe. Nobody puts the lotion under the sink.
Yeah.
Put it in either
a
drawer.
If you're a minimalist. If you're a minimalist, you might.
Okay, well, it wasn't under the sink. I had to go through a few cupboards to find lotion. And when I found it, it was like, I was like, aha, found it. Can't hide that from me.
Huh? So did you admit to her that you went through her cupboard?
No, but when I hugged her goodbye,
she could smell it.
She said, you smell good. She knows. She knows I used her lotion. I tried to keep my sleeves down, too. I tried to kind of back away so she didn't smell
so
that I used
her lotion.
So you
knew you did something wrong?
Well, I wasn't sure if I did.
You knew you did something
wrong. I wasn't sure if I did.
You rolled your sleeves down. You knew immediately. When you put your sleeves down, you knew you screwed up.
Like, you could tell just by the bottle it was expensive lotion because you'd never recognized, you'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
All right?
It's not on the save-on shelves?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, Heather, I broke the rules there of a sleepover?
I think so, only because I am a girl and I have tons of lotion.
Oh,
and
shit, so many.
I don't have sleepovers very often, but the idea would be that whatever's out is fair game. And if you go beyond the toilet paper cupboard, you need to either come clean or just don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Can't go a whole day without lotion. You kidding me?
Did you go through her closet and start digging through there, too?
No.
See if there's any treasures for you inside there?
No, I was just looking for lotion.
Yeah, you could ask her, is all we're saying.
And toothpaste.
But you didn't bring your own.
I didn't bring my own toothpaste.
You brought a toothbrush?
Well, because I knew
toothpaste?
I didn't have a toothbrush there, but I know everybody has toothpaste. I thought I'd use hers.
No.
Crest with Scope, by the way. I'm going to change my brand. That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm a bad guy for using her fancy lotion.
Terrible guy.
I'm sorry.
Well, you just needed to come clean, that's all.
Okay.
And you should have just said, hey, yes, I smell good because I borrowed your lotion.
Should I send her
a text? Hope
that
was okay.
Yeah.
Should I text her and see if it was wrong?
Well, you don't have to ask her if it was wrong. We're telling you it's
wrong.
Yeah,
we know.
Just tell her your story.
Just apologize that I used your fancy lotion?
Yeah.
All right.
And then she'll say, inevitably, she'll say, totally fine.
Of course.
Or not.
All right.
But then she'll hide all of the things that she has in her drawers.
From now on, I'll bring a tub of Kirkland. That'll be my lotion. Okay,
there you go.
I'll apply it with a roller.
There you go.
All right. Love you, Heather. Thank you very much.
Love you, too. Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Jeez, I thought it would be A-okay to do something like that.
No.
Can't just go
terrible human
drawers.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Dylan, how'd you almost die over the weekend?
Oh, do you want this now?
I don't know. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Here. I'm going to just hang on. I got to come over there real quickly.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What's he doing? He's running.
What are you doing?
He's coming over.
Here. Oh. What?
Smell that.
Oh, I'm smelling your hat.
What is it?
Is that gasoline? What is that?
Oh,
is that fuel?
It smells like diesel or something.
What is that?
Yeah. Guys.
On your baseball hat, it smelled like fuel.
No, I almost died over the weekend. I'm not even kidding.
Okay,
this is crazy.
Help me.
So here's the thing. I just wanted you to smell that real quickly because that's the hat that was in my room.
Okay.
My dad and I, we went up to Kananaskis this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to go there, stay at the Pomeroy, which is this lovely place.
Did you stay in the hot honeymoon suite again?
No, it was just as nice, though. It's like near the Nordic Spa. The Nordic Spa is like there. We went to check that out. If you've ever been, you know exactly where we were. So anyways, I thought, you know what? This is the final one for the year. I'm going to really treat my dad. His birthday's coming up. September's his birthday month.
Okay.
I'm going to treat him. Going to get a loft bedroom, which has like the bedrooms up top. And then like in the main floor, it's got like couches and a fireplace.
You're a good son.
Yeah. It was in this gorgeous view of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know what? We're going to splurge for this. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be amazing.
Okay.
So we get there. Door opens. My dad, like, shocked at how beautiful this place is.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, my God. That's what came out of his mouth immediately.
Yeah. And then, what did you pay for this?
And as soon as he said that, I was like, I made the right choice. Things are looking up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
mm-hmm.
we get to indulging quite
it's
early.
It's nice to impress and surprise your dad.
Oh,
right?
I love it. Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, he just comes from nothing. Like, I on this talk, I found out that my dad didn't even have running water until he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. He had to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Kept having to chase it.
Yeah, no. That's really nice. No, this is what I'm
okay,
going.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he's really impressed by this place, and he's in party mode as soon as we arrived. Mm-hmm. I started to indulge pretty easy, and I don't normally drink. I'm not mm-hmm. a big drinker.
No,
I thought,
not.
You know what? I'm going to drink on this trip a little bit. I'm going to, mm-hmm. in the mountain air, I'm going to have a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I started having rums.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, listen, I have a beer every now and then. Rum's different than beer. There should be a warning.
Aye, it is, matey.
Yeah, yep. There should be some sort of warning label somewhere. Anyways, I was taking part. Mm-hmm. And as the night got on, things were getting good and I was getting tired.
Yeah.
And there was this, in the room, what is they called an eco log.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fire log that lasts for 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what it is. It's like compressed sawdust or something. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
But I thought, you know what would really set this mood? Because it was 5 degrees. It would be beautiful to have a fire as we overlook like this mountain of gorgitude.
Really? Okay.
And so I thought, you know what?
I'll Mount Gorgitude, one of Alberta's biggest mountain ranges.
Have you climbed that one, Robbie?
No, not yet.
No, not
it's on
yet.
The list.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I decided that it would be great to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put this little green log into the fire pit, and I didn't know much about it. Like, we grew up heating our house with wood, so we were always like making a fire out of mm-hmm. small little kindling.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. I didn't know what to do. I lit this the log on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I lit it on fire, and it started to burn, and it seemed okay. And it had like this little unique kind of, like you guys said, diesel-y gasoline smell to
mm-hmm.
it. I wasn't really sure what is in there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I put it on, and Dad's just like, he's smiling from ear to ear.
Time of your life.
Oh, we're having the greatest time. The fire's in the background. And next thing you know, both of us aren't awake.
You're fast asleep. Yeah. A lot of rum. Rum
right?
will do that to you.
Rum, I'm on the couch. Dad, he indulged too much, I think, in the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on an armchair.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so this was probably around midnight. And 3 hour burn time on this eco log.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I woke up to what was...
Oh, no.
The cloudiest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I didn't open the damper of the fireplace.
Oh, no.
There was 3 hours of log burning in this place.
Yeah.
And you inhaled a lot of it.
All of it, Robbie.
Good thing you had so much practice earlier.
Are you kidding? It was so unbelievable. I couldn't see Dad, and he was at the couch next to me. This is how smoky this got, and we almost didn't make it through.
That's so dangerous.
So dangerous, because I can't imagine that we had much more time. Thank God it burned out after 3 hours,
right?
Or we would have died.
If that was 3.5 hours, that would have been it for you.
Everything I own stinks like smoke.
I can imagine. Everything the hotel owns also stinks like smoke, Dylan.
You wouldn't believe that, like, we have regular chips that taste like mesquite barbecue. The next day, the grapes had a smoky taste to them. It was unbelievable how smoky it is. And we didn't know what to do because I don't know how to get rid of that kind of smoke smell.
Febreze.
Yeah, we didn't have it.
Didn't work, huh?
Okay. No, but we did have someone come up to bring us towels, and they said, is everything okay in there? To which we just turned and said, yes, absolutely. But no, honestly, we almost died
because of the
smoke inhalation.
Yes.
Because we passed out.
You didn't know to open the vent in a fireplace?
No, I know to open the vent. I didn't because I had so many rums.
Nice.
Okay. It's the problem. Also why I passed out and almost didn't make it.
Okay.
Yeah, so good luck, you guys. You almost had a two-person show.
Oh,
your
no.
dream almost came true.
Oh, gosh.
It's not a dream.
Show, Dylan. Don't do that to us.
Or it's not the dream.
Oh, my God. So everything you own reeks like smoke now. Like a chemical kind of smoke, too, right?
Yeah. And really sore throat Dad had the next day. It was a bad time.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're with us, Dylan.
Gorgeous place, though. I wouldn't stay at the 3099.
Okay. Yeah, not for a while. I got to fumigate that.
Just give it a couple days.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS. 91.7.
As we've noticed over the past several months, we live in a world of frustration. We live in a world of conflict. We live in a world of opinions. We live in a world of science. We live in a world of facts. We live in a world full of disputes and disagreements.
Mm-hmm.
The obvious one, the one that is bigger and driving more people crazy with every passing day. It's quite obvious. It's Edmonton's new garbage program. Dylan, you're not alone.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, we suburbanites, the St. Alberts and the Spruces and the Sherwood Parks and Leduc have been doing it for years. We're no stranger to this program. We've gone through the bumps, right? The learning curve is now over.
This is just what
we've got it all figured out.
Right.
But for you in Edmonton, this is a brand new world. You used to just throw your trash in a can and call it a day.
That was what I knew.
Not allowed to do that anymore. Dylan, a lot of people agree with you. It's infuriating. It's frustrating. It's confusing. It's throwing their entire world for a loop.
Thank you, people.
Right? We can shut down everything for 3 months. People just live with it. This garbage program, nobody knows when to take their trash out.
They're
ready to riot. Tangie's here. Hi, Tangie.
Hello.
She couldn't agree more with you, Dylan.
Thank you.
What happened, Tangie?
It has been the worst since the rollout. For one, we couldn't figure out how far apart the bins were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's a big thing, Dylan.
Yeah, 6 feet, a meter, something like that.
Right. You got to keep your bins separate or else the trucks can't pick them up. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you have extra bags, they will not take any of the bags.
That's right.
And the bins have to be able to fully close.
Yep.
They do, hey?
Yeah, you can't stuff so much stuff in your bin that the lid's still open. They'll just drive right past, and then you're in a real spot because you don't know what to do because next week you're going to have even more trash,
right?
Not less.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't know either that the green bins got taken every week, but the black bins did not.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Right? Oh, my God. And we are a double household. So we have people living upstairs, and I live in the basement. So we have two households. One has a baby with diapers. Can you imagine what that garbage was like after 3 weeks of birds picking it apart?
Man, it was 36 degrees.
Oh.
Those diapers get a little warm, Dylan.
I would imagine. Oh. This whole thing is. I understand that the city wants everything better, and eventually I'll get there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I should have been part of a course, like a university adult education kind of course. I feel like I needed that.
It's called the pamphlet that came in the mail.
Oh, that thing's junk.
No, it's everything. Did you read it, Ellen?
I have. I'm reading it right now. It's ridiculous. Like the things I have to know and where things have to go.
Reading it? Would you put a bookmark in it? You're not quite finished the saga?
No, it's a lot. Like,
Then I'm not the only one, because then I came out and I took my upstairs and I gave her a tutorial because I finally figured it out.
Yep.
Gave her a tutorial on how to do it. This is where they have to be. This is how they have to face. This is what you got to do. And I came back from BC to 3 weeks of garbage not being taken out.
Yeah, you can't take a vacation with this new garbage program.
No.
Yeah, no, that's a game ender right there.
See, this is what I also want to know, because I'm very confused by it. So the green bin, right, this is for your food scraps.
Yeah.
Except that you're allowed to put in food spoiled napkins and paper towels.
Yeah.
But I blow my nose a lot. Does that go in the recycling or does that go in the food scrap?
That's a good question. You have to get the WasteWise app, Dylan.
So, and then if I'm blowing my nose, do I throw it in the regular garbage that I would?
If you get the app, you just punch in what your trash is. It'll tell you where it goes.
This is what I want an app for. This is awesome. This is what I want to download today. Every time I'm going to throw something out, I got to go on an app?
Just get off the one that tells you where the girls are nearest you for 4 minutes and find out where to put your trash, Dylan.
I just don't want to be part of this. Can I opt out?
Yeah. No,
you can go to the dump.
I would like to too, please.
It just takes you a day or two to adjust, and it's over.
I wish it was a day or two.
What will be infuriating, and I don't know if they'll do this in Edmonton, but in St. Albert, if they're in a particularly bad mood during garbage collection day, mm-hmm. and they see you've put something in the wrong bin,
mm-hmm.
or for me, it's always the blue bag because you can see right through the blue bag.
Right.
They'll just leave a sticker on it telling you what you can't put in it, and they won't pick it up.
Oh, they're not.
Yes. Yeah. And then you got to sift through your trash to take the thing out. I tried to put about 100 pounds worth of concrete in my garbage the other day. They didn't take it.
Oh, the hell with them. I'm hiding everything in the black bin.
We had a sticker on every bin.
Yep.
Really?
There's a learning curve, Dylan. You'll get it and you'll love it when it's all done.
They're handing out stickers?
Love you, Tangie. Thank you very much. Yeah, but it's not the kind of stickers you collected as a kid. These are scolding stickers, Dylan. You did a bad job, not a great job.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Once you finish this pamphlet that you're making sound like Tolstoy, you'll figure it out a lot quicker.
I just want to know now. So everywhere in my house, I got to have both a recycle bin and a regular garbage bin? Yeah. Like, I got a garbage in every room. Now I have to have a recycling everywhere. It just seems like
recycling garbage and food scraps.
I'm working on it. Sorry, guys. I'm trying my best. Trying my best. It's a really tough.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss 91.7.
Good morning.
Okay, Liam has an idea for a stupid contest. What do you have there, Liam?
Well, I think Robbie should quiz us on where certain items go.
Okay. Yes.
Green bin garbage.
This is what we need.
We're back to the garbage can thing again.
Pepper, just bear with it. There are a lot of people texting that are having a hard time. If we all learn together, it will be better for the environment.
Okay, well, here we go.
Stupid contest. Yeah. Stupid contest. Right. If you show that you're the best, you can win this dumb contest.
I take offense to that because I think that we've done a lot of stupid contests. This one's actually helping people.
Okay, so Liam, you come up. Where do you live? Do you live in Edmonton?
St. Albert.
Okay, so you're old hand at this, like you and I, right? Like, we've got this figured out. We've been doing it for years. Old hand, old hat.
Old hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Liam, you come up with the item. Robbie's got the Edmonton WasteWise app right now.
Yes, I do.
He's going to, and then Dylan and I will see if we get it right.
Yeah, this is important for me.
Okay. I've been doing this for years. You're brand new at this.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody play along at home. This is a ton of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm having it.
Okay, Liam, what do you have?
Dog poop.
Oh.
Dylan.
Dog poop is a garbage item. Although it probably would recycle, I think it's garbage.
Yeah, I say garbage. Robbie, dog poop.
Best option. Loose, unbagged dog waste can be placed in your food scraps cart.
Well, who's got loose, unbagged
dog waste in your garbage?
It's going to be in a bag. Who just picks it up without a bag?
Sometimes with the pooper scooper, you can get it.
Put bagged dog waste in your garbage.
So all right. I got that one. Hey.
Okay, yeah.
Not bad.
Go. Okay, Liam, what's the next one?
Shredded paper.
Easy. Recycle.
I'm going to say compost.
Shredded paper, not a chance because it's got ink on it.
What kind of paper are we talking about, Liam?
Tax documents.
Okay, important.
I burned that in my backyard.
Tax documents. Okay, I got to say recycle, Robbie.
Garbage collection. Put this in your garbage.
What do you mean? What? Shredded paper in your garbage?
That's the best option at home. The best option in total is the recycling depot drop-off.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a full-time job as a garbage man.
Liam, what do you have next?
You're on the Be WasteWise app, Robbie?
I'm on the actual
The Edmonton one.
Yeah,
the rules are a little different than St. Albert, Liam. Yeah, look, you just come up with the items. We'll come up with the answers, okay?
All right. I'll stop thinking too much.
Yeah.
Okay, what about like that plastic box that you get strawberries in?
Oh, the clamshell packs that the strawberries
100% come in. Recycled.
I struggle with this one every day.
Blue bin. Blue
even
bag.
On the days I don't have them.
Okay.
Plastic.
Now, hang on. I got to give my answer, Robbie.
Yeah, what do you got?
What'd you say, Dylan? Blue bin?
I'm saying the blue bag thing, yeah.
I'm going garbage.
You're not throwing that away. This is a recycling system.
We're learning today. Robbie.
The best option, put this item in your recycling blue bag.
Woo!
Must be
Dylan.
Empty, clean, and dry.
Yeah, clean it.
Oh, yeah, take the labels off of jars. Yeah, it's a real pain. Okay, Liam, one more.
Wait, the one that I struggle with every time, a pickle jar.
Pickle jar. Okay.
A pickle jar.
Remove label, wash it, separate the lid.
What?
Goes in blue.
Get out of here. No, not a garbage.
Robbie.
It is the same as a clamshell.
Yeah.
Blue bag must be empty, clean, and dry.
Yeah.
The pictures show the label is taken off of them. So.
Yeah, you got to take the label off.
That's I always try and take that one out of the bottle.
Soak them in the sink.
You have to take off all the glue, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got to take it all off. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize I was signing up for a part-time gig.
Robbie, I've always wanted to know dead animals. Like, let's say your pet dies, your bird dies. Where do you put that one?
Let's see. Dead.
That's got to be garbage, right?
Small animal carcass.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Where do you put it?
Put this, the best option.
Yeah.
Put this item in your green food scraps cart.
Really?
So if your cat dies, just whip it in there by the tail and go on today.
What about if like a horse dies?
That's a different. That's going to
so
be
like a big
different.
Animal. That's the whole.
It's a big green bin.
All right, love you, Leo.
No results found.
Have a good one.
See you later, right?
Well, this is.
Are you feeling better? Are you feeling a little more accomplished, Dylan?
I didn't realize I had to take labels and glue off and put it in the dishwasher only to have it go in a bag.
It's a lot of work. You got to love the earth a lot to participate, Dylan. It's the only one we have.
I know.
Until Jeff Bezos finds a new one.
But the weird weird thing is, and we're getting a lot of text messages, and yeah. I just want to know about this, City of Edmonton, mayoral candidates. I would like to know if at an apartment, a lot of people say, I live in an apartment, we throw everything just down a chute.
Yep. Yeah.
How, if they're just doing that,
just close your eyes and let them figure it out.
I mean, I have a chute, but I also have a room you can go to with a big giant recycling bin. Oh. I'm not taking labels off my pickle jars.
Well, that and see, and here I am slaving away, doing that on a daily basis.
There's no instructions on mine.
What are you on the fourth floor, Robbie?
I'm on the top floor, fifth floor. Yeah,
fifth floor. Oh, wow, things are looking up. Nice, wow.
Nice.
You ever been tempted to slide down that chute?
My dad had one growing up, and we did, and it was only one floor, so I'm not going to try the five floor.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Are you ready to do this?
Bring her on.
Dylan had great success setting up his best friend, Jem. He thinks he's bulletproof. He thinks he's unstoppable. He thinks he can create love. He thinks he's Cupid.
Yes.
Let's find out. Here we go.
We need an injection of affection. Let's make a love connection.
Do you want to do the introduction here, Dylan, or...
We are very pleased to announce that the Bachelorette for the month of September...
She loves that show.
...will be Pepper's ex-wife, Kristen! So excited for this.
What the hell are we doing
my
here?
God. What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah.
Just romance.
This is going to be awkward, Chris.
No, this is going to be fun, guys.
It's not going to be awkward.
It's wonderful. You guys didn't work out, but someone will work out with your
ex. We did, and then we didn't, and then we did, and then we didn't.
I know. I want to get one that's more permanent.
So, Kristen is same. You get the same beefs with online dating that we find almost everybody has, right? You meet a guy, things go well for one, two, three, four dates, and then all of a sudden they say, I'm just not ready, and boom, they're gone.
Yeah, I mean, I find that this age group that I am in, starting tomorrow, is a whole new age group.
44 years old tomorrow, you guys.
Yeah. And I just find that, like, we've been through a lot, and so everybody's not exactly sure what they want. They think they know what they want, and then they don't, and then they do, and then they don't, and then you just don't want it to disrupt your life too much because you have very important things in your life now, like children and exes and, you know, like a life that you already have. And you don't want to, like, disrupt a lot of it. So it is quite challenging to navigate.
So, Kristen, what we're going to do is we're going to take people who have friends that need to be set up. Not the person themselves, because we want to get rid of the person going like, I want to be with Pepper's ex-wife. That sounds great. So it's got to be a friend that, so they come recommended highly from a friend.
Wait a sec.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
What?
This is my ex-wife.
Yes, it is.
And we are hooking her up.
All right.
So what we're going to do is if you have a friend... that you're like, they're just so amazing. They're so great. They would be perfect for Kristen at 44 years old that has two kids and an ex-husband who's a little too much in her life sometimes.
Not too much in her life.
So somebody.
Can I say what I need? I need a guy that can go to her house and finally hang up those damn lights. Okay, stop asking me. We're separated now, Kristen. I'm not hanging up the lights anymore, okay?
A handy guy would be helpful.
Oh, a handy guy would be great because he can come over to my house too.
Now that's what you want. Kristen, what is it you are looking for?
Somebody that is confident and knows what they want.
That's why it never worked, Dylan.
That's not you.
Yeah. Fun.
Oh,
that's
we're gonna get
why
you.
It never worked, Dylan.
So many abs. It's gonna be unbelievable,
just,
Kristen.
You just need one, Dylan.
I don't necessarily need that, but I am very active. So somebody that's probably active, like I do enjoy a Netflix binge for sure, but I'm quite active. So I like to work out and I play soccer and I walk and I run and I do a lot of moving.
What about age range? How are you feeling about that there, 44-year-old?
Well, I used to think 50 was my cutoff, but I'm 44 now. So, like, I don't know. I'm probably hitting, like, the 50. Well, I don't want to go too
Can they be
older.
Retired?
Oh, that would be fine, too.
I think she'd prefer that, to be honest with you.
The younger ones tend to want kids, and I'm not having kids anymore. So,
she already got those.
Right. Okay, so you're not going to have kids. Know. You're not interested in kids. 35-year-old guy who doesn't want kids, would that be fine?
I guess depends on, the maturity level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The 35.
That's me.
Rob, you can't date Robbie. There's no way. 35 and doesn't want kids.
Robbie, send me your profile. I'd be interested.
She can do much better.
All right. The problem with somebody
Thanks, Robbie.
Right.
How's my body language looking, Robbie?
You look a little awkward.
All right, cool.
No, yeah, you're good,
that's super
buddy.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. She loves this idea. She loves every second.
No,
of
I don't, actually, because this is my private life that I'm putting on display, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Listen, guys.
Lot,
she knows nothing
so.
About that.
Pepper, you don't have
that's
to be a fan of it.
That's why it didn't work out, Dylan.
You don't have to be a fan of it, Pepper. Kristen, you don't have to be a fan of it. I'm a fan of it.
Listen, I love Kristen and always will. She is one of my, if not the best friend I've ever had. That's why it didn't work out, Dylan.
Right, of course.
And I want nothing but the second best for
okay,
her.
So Kristen, hang on for 1 second. Let's let Pepper talk for a moment. Pepper, go ahead and sell us Kristen.
Sell you Kristen?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm somebody that knows somebody that might be in the dating scene, sell Kristen. You know her better than anyone. You lived with her for 20-some years.
She is confident. Very confident.
Okay, this is good. Because I'm going to post some pictures of her on the Pepper and Dylan Instagram.
Perfect.
So I need a little, so I should put confident.
Confident.
Okay. Yes.
Confident. Definitely. She's confident.
Oh my God, is Robbie writing my profile?
Yeah. He is writing it right now.
Yeah. Well, you don't get to do anything, Kristen.
Very active, Robbie. Very active.
She's active. She enjoys a big glass of wine, although she always says afterwards, I got to stop drinking wine.
Okay.
And she also enjoys those shirts that talk about how much wine she likes to drink.
Oh, like Wine Wednesday shirt.
She loves those.
Wine o'clock.
She's got a really comfortable couch.
Okay. So no, her as a person.
Owner.
Come on.
Oh, this is going well.
Couch
owner. He loves me.
Put her down, Rob. Couch owner. She's not very handy.
Okay.
She gets frustrated with computers.
Fair.
She is learning to figure out how to cook.
Where's the good parts here, Pepper?
Oh, there's plenty of good parts.
That's what we should get to.
She's stunning and beautiful and loyal. She has a friend group that she is incredibly loyal to.
Okay. Since grade school, right?
Since grade school. She loves to travel. Loves to travel. And she works from home, and she works really flexible hours. She's caring and kind. And I get a lot of this, and I know that Kristen probably does too. That a lot of people are not comfortable with the relationship that Kristen and I have. A lot of people feel that, like, how many times do I say, well, clearly you're not over her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason that we can be so close is because we are over each other,
right.
And we want what's second best for each other. And I think that whoever this person is has to be confident enough to know that her ex-husband will be in her life forever. Not just
absolutely.
Until we don't have to pay for the kids or mind the kids or the
really?
Kids move out. No, forever. We'll be in each other's lives. Anyhow, so she's wonderful. She's truly wonderful.
Right.
And it didn't work out for us because I was a bit of a problem. But there's no greater story in the fact that she's the one that sent me to rehab because she was concerned. And she's the one that paid for rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And is expecting me to pay back.
Someone had to. It was expensive.
Also, I should add rich to that profile.
Well, generous.
generous.
Okay. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk to you periodically throughout the month. Expect our call around this time, average or so every day or two, okay?
Okie dokie.
Thanks,
you.
Kristen.
Talk to you later.
Hey, bye.
There goes Pepper's ex-wife that we are setting up with Project X.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Weekday mornings on Kiss 91.7.
Ben's here to say, and Dylan, you're being criticized. People are angry at you.
What the hell for?
Saying just because we haven't been to the dentist, but we brush and floss regularly, it means we have a dirty mouth.
No, there's so many things that could be wrong in your mouth. I'm looking out for you. Oral cancer detection that happens in your mouth.
OCD.
Yeah. Plaque, tartar. Cavities.
BTC.
Gum disease.
GD.
Gingivitis.
GG.
I mean, these are all things. Also, like, they check for your lymph nodes.
L.
True.
I had to go to the hospital to check one of my lymph nodes because my dentist told me so. I wouldn't have done that on my own.
Lymph nodes,
yeah.
Huh? I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
They're on your neck.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's true, though. Like, the mouth health is directly related to, like, heart health.
That's why they always look the horse in the mouth.
Don't look a gift horse in the
mouth. No, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth because it's rude to the person giving the gift.
But that's only when you're receiving a gift. But why did they do the look at the gift horse in the mouth?
Check the horse health. Yeah.
Yep, you're 100%.
Right. So you say Robbie and I are gross because I haven't been to the dentist since Target was open. Robbie, it's been how long for you?
It's definitely been years.
Guys, I go regularly. I know what's in people's teeth.
Yeah.
They put it, and you know what they do as those little dental hygienists?
Mm.
What they do, they decide every single time, is they decide that they will clean the stuff out of your teeth, but they'll put it on a bib right in front of your eyes.
Yes,
every single time they put it right in front of
they're
just like, instead of just putting it, like, they could easily move to the side and put it somewhere where you couldn't see it, but they want you to sit and see what you have in your mouth.
Well, here's Ben. Ben's the record holder right now. Dylan says grossest mouth in the city. I just prefer to call it somebody who has neglected to make an appointment in a little while.
Sure.
Ben, you went to the dentist this year for the first time in how long?
24 years.
What? Oh. What happened? Are you really scared? You don't like it? You don't believe in the dentist?
No, I legit have a phobia. I did not want to go. But I was having like nightmares about my teeth falling out and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't that bad, honestly, man, when I went. I told the dental assistant, I was like, yeah, it's been 24 years, and she was actually surprised my teeth were worse.
Yeah. See?
But they weren't the best.
Ben's his own dentist. He's a dentist.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. He took care of himself for 24 years.
That's unreal.
I have the dream of my teeth falling out all the time. Does that mean you're supposed to go to the dentist?
Probably.
I thought it was an anxiety thing.
So.
Is this your body saying, dude, get to the dentist?
They're going
to
fall out soon.
Wow. And your teeth were in pretty good condition?
Yeah, they weren't bad.
It's a terrifying place, Dylan.
I understand that there are people that are scared. I get that. But I'm just saying it's a really important place. It's a healthy place.
For sure.
Yeah.
And not just that, like you pay into it every year for your company.
Yeah.
Might as well use it.
Yep. Yeah, that's what Dylan doesn't. No stone left unturned on the benefits package on it with Dylan.
He
gets every last massage. He'll stop a massage halfway through when he's out of benefits.
Yes. Last year, I soaked those things.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Are you going to wait another 2 decades before you go again, or are you back onto a regular schedule?
No, I think I'm going back in January here.
Yeah. He's a regular guy
there
now.
There you go.
All right, see you later, Ben. I tell you, dentist is the worst place in the world.
No.
That's what Edmonton should be this year, just a tour of a dentist office.
That's
scary enough.
Oh, man.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Listen to this sick freak.
What happened?
Caitlin loves going to the dentist.
Oh, the gum pain.
Yeah. Mm. Is it the gum pain that you love when they poke your gums?
No, it doesn't hurt. If you have healthy gums, it shouldn't hurt.
Right.
So
you may get a special occasion, right, to go to the dentist?
Yeah, I do.
What do you do?
I book my dentist appointments on my birthday.
Really?
Yes.
What a unique time to do it.
It's a special little day for yourself, huh?
You know, being an adult, there's not very many things that make your birthday special anymore. So
go for a massage or something, though.
Yeah.
It's like going for a massage, but for my teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A little tooth massage, right?
Listen, I like it, so I understand where you're coming from. A lot of people will think you're crazy,
though. Hot floss and a detail. That's what she's getting done for her birthday in her mouth. And your mouth are in tip-top. Your mouth is in tip-top shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys, the gross mouse here, had some fluoride in there?
Every time I drink tap water.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think they put fluoride in the tap water anymore.
I think they do.
Nobody knows.
I'm gonna look into that right now.
They really wanted people vaccinated. They could just dump it in the river.
That would.
That's what they could do.
And it comes in the toothpaste.
That's not the real fluoride. That's just their little additives. Try to make you buy it.
So it's not fluoride in mouthwash?
It's got to be.
I've got a special dentist brand of mouthwash that I have to send my son in to buy because I won't go into the dentist office.
What? Are you kidding?
I can't go in. I can't go in there. It's terrifying.
Look at this. Fluoride has been added to Edmonton's water supply since 1967.
There you go. You're a little off, Dylan.
And considered to be the easiest and most practical way to improve your dental health.
So, Caitlin, have you ever had any problems with your teeth, or is that a little birthday present to you? You don't have to get anything done.
I never have to get anything done.
You're one of those no cavity people.
That's awesome.
All right. Love you. See you later, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good morning. I got all those silver fillings in my mouth.
What? You have silver?
Yeah. Because they want to replace them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, that's silver. It's mercury poisoning or whatever. I don't even know.
That can't be good.
They want to replace them with, you know, the white or enamel or whatever. And I said, nope, go to hell. Because I can't go to the dentist anymore.
Okay.
I know your trick. You just want to not freeze me and cause greater pain.
Jeez, you're worried.
It's really bad.
I understand.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
I'm not telling you my hip-hop name. Marianne, you don't want to hear what my fictitious hip-hop name was going to be when I was a kid, right? You don't
I sure do.
There you go.
Don't. Oh, we're out of time, Dylan.
No, we're not. Stop it right now.
Okay, listen. So I was a kid. Look, I was just a kid, okay? I'm embarrassed. So what? I had no creative bone in my body when it got. Like, what Robbie amazes me probably more than he amazes other people because you could just go into your studio and make a song, any song, in like no time flat. You can make those great Halloween and Christmas songs with Josh Clawson. Like, I admire songwriters and hip-hop writers more than almost any other art form. I really do, right? And I know it takes great ability to be any sort of creative, but when it comes to musicians and songwriters, I admire that because have you ever tried to write a song?
Yeah.
It's really hard. It is tough. Robbie, you're great at it, but it's really hard to do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
Especially when you have no musical skills whatsoever. So I'm setting it up here so it doesn't
sound good. MC Little P?
So all I wanted to do was I loved hip hop. I just wanted to be a hip hop star. That's all I wanted to be. I didn't even want to be a star. I just wanted to be badass.
Okay. We got a text real quick. I want to interrupt.
Okay.
He made out with dolls and posters and now he's embarrassed?
Exactly.
I practiced with dolls and posters.
He lost his virginity to a waterbed and now he's embarrassed?
I didn't. That was after I lost my virginity.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All I knew was warm is warm. Okay. Okay, so as a kid, I couldn't write a single rhyme to save my life. But I knew that if I was ever going to be a hip-hop star, I would be in this imaginary hip-hop band that I created. Okay?
Yeah.
There wasn't a single one of my friends that knew about this. Nobody knows about this except for me.
Yes.
Nobody. I've never told this to anybody.
And treat it like therapy.
And it's not like it's embarrassing. It's just kind of dumb.
Okay. I realize.
You know when you think of things that you used to do as a kid,
they were all dumb. Oh my God, how long is this going to take?
So I would draw album covers, and I would draw the names of songs. Okay. And we put out so many albums, this hip-hop, imaginary hip-hop group and I. Like, we went triple platinum. Easy.
Nice.
All right?
Okay. And?
I was...
Come on.
The band was called Dahoozy Melt.
What? Dahoozy Melt?
D-A-H-U-Z-I. Dahoozy. Melt. Like a patty melt.
Dahoozy Melt.
Dahoozy Melt.
I like it. Yeah. If there's a band, if someone's starting out right now, that name is available.
Dahoozy Melt. And I was the badass MC. MC Neutral D.
MC Neutral D.
Yeah, because if you look at your steering, your driver's gear shift, it goes neutral and then D.
MC Neutral D.
MC Neutral D.
What?
Wow.
From
Dahoozy Melt. Lead lyricist, lead MC of the platinum-selling imaginary hip-hop band, Dahoozy Melt.
I like it.
Weird.
And I would draw these album covers, and one time my girlfriend came over, and she went into my drawer, and she was like, what the hell is this? Oh, my God, you should have seen me scramble for a lie.
Dahoozy Melt.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, there are dumber names out there.
Are there dumber names out there?
Yes.
Give me a dumber actual band name than Dahoozy Melt.
Megadeth.
Megadeth is good. They bring a lot of death. It's a Megadeth.
Okay. Sorry, then. They're fine, I guess.
I mean, Insane Clown Posse, Robbie, was pretty stupid, too, if you think about it.
ICP, for short.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the Juggalos, where you at?
Doozy Melt.
There you go, Marianne.
Unique. Yeah, perfect. That's a unique name.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. Have a good day.
Love you, too.
Yo, what up, MC Neutral D?
MC Neutral D. That was me.
Thank you for sharing
Dahoozy Melt?
Of Dahoozy Melt.
Sounds like a sandwich.
Mm. I know. That's what I thought, too. And that's probably why we never made it. That and we never put out a song.
And there
that
was no one else.
There was no we. Yeah, the other thing.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.